Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Shake us up. Ask a question. General Paul Valley, retired General Paul Valley, joining us right after the break. Always appreciate his time with me as well. You know, he's we get the inside information. That's for sure. We know he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on in Russia and China and those places. And truly, maybe we get some information on what happened with the, the F-35? How was it lost for so long? How come nobody knew where it was? How come nobody, was able to track it? You know, they basically say that the reason they couldn't track it was the transponder was off or the transponder couldn't be tracked. Yeah, I'm not there. I mean, I flew. I have a pilot's license. Even without the transponder, they know you're there. Well, through regular radar. Right? But these guys had to be being tracked by the military in some way, shape, manner, form. Don't you agree? At all, in the least? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Just amazing. There's so much going on. It's, you know, it's so hard to keep up with all of it, right? The A.G. Garland today. I don't know if some of you know, paying attention or on top of this. But he was being grilled by Congress. And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way. You can see him getting very upset. I watched a body expert talk about his mannerisms, his body language, right? I meant the body language expert, excuse me. And they said, look at him. He is uptight. He is trying to control himself or contain himself. And this is not a good look for him. Not good for him, period. Anyway. The Representative Jeff Van Drew, he was delivering a stunning rebuke of Attorney General Merrick Garland. He blasted the Justice Department's targeting of parents, pro-lifers, and Catholics. Now, you know, you can hear Garland when he kind of brushes it off. He said, if you knew my family history, you would never say that. Well, guess what? No, that doesn't mean anything. If you bought into your family's history, you'd be a different person. The rep went on to say, I hold you accountable for labeling the parents of domestic terrorists standing up for the proper education of their children. I hold you accountable for the anti-Catholic memo. And you knew about all of these. He said, imagine sending agents undercover to a Roman Catholic church because they were supposedly domestic terrorists. Right. And yet you couldn't say anything about the Muslim population because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Catholics were fine. Now, according to the FBI whistleblowers and others, they had been conspiring to infiltrate Catholic churches across the nation. They were going to root out what they considered to be extremist Catholics. In other words, traditional Catholics, ones that believed in Scripture, believed what God had to say, and were willing to act on it. He said, I hold you accountable again for unleashing a special counsel with a history of botched investigations on our current president's political rival. The department under your leadership, I'm sorry to say, has become an environment of the, you know, an enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. Yep, I agree. No question about it. Grohl responded by saying, the idea that someone with my family background would discriminate against any religion is outrageous. No, it's not. Your family background only holds water if you buy into it, if you believe in it, if you acted on it. You don't. Now, Garland's family fled anti-Semitism, religious persecution in Europe, which is why so many Christians are wondering why he's turned the FBI wrath on them, and he has. My family fled religious persecution in Eastern Europe, he went on to say, at the start of the 20th century. My grandmother was one of five children born into what is now Belarus. She made it to the United States and so did two of her siblings. Others didn't. Those that didn't were killed in the Holocaust. There's little doubt that but for America, the same thing would have happened to my grandmother. And under the protection of our laws, she was able to stay here without fear of persecution. She would be embarrassed by you. She would be so ashamed of you right now. With what you're doing. If you're not paying attention, you really don't know what's going on, then even more shame on you. You're the head of this department. You're the head of this group. And yet, when given the opportunity to shut down the notion that traditional Catholics were extremists, he chose not to. I don't know what tradition means. Give me a break. Yes, you do. We'll do more on this later on. Like I said, Retired General Paul Valley will join me. There's so much going on with China and Russia and Ukraine and other countries. We don't even know where to start. Right? How do you lose a fighter jet, have no clue where it is for hours? Just amazing. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mazzina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's what I want you to be. If you get informed, you get engaged. When you're out talking to your buddies, you'd be surprised how many times I'm talking to what we refer to as a hardcore Democrat, and they have no clue, not an inkling that this stuff is going on. Now, whether they're willfully ignorant or just too busy with life, trying to put food on the table, whatever, I don't care. It's just amazing they don't keep up on any of this stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me because I can give you all kinds of things I think are going on. I would say that he could tell you what is going on. General, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
It's always great to be on your program. You have a great show.
Thank you. You know, I got to tell you, I asked you during the break, and I was kind of joking about it, but being an aviator myself, I'm sitting here going, okay, how do you, of one of the most advanced military aircraft, how do you lose an F-35 for 2 days?
Well, you don't. It's intentional because all the aircraft, if you have the aircraft controllers at the different airfields and airports in, like, in South Carolina, they track everything miles and miles out from any airplane or airport. So it's all picked up on the radar. So this is very fishy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And being gone, this is what I keep telling people. The mere fact that it was gone for 2 days, you can't tell me something up because, frankly, all they had to do was track where the last spot they found where they got a signal and how fast it was going. I mean, come on. They got computers that could figure this out in about 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, and they had the transponders. And then what's interesting that the pilot, the aviator pilot, the Marine, bailed out very early in the flight. Where he got some indication that something was wrong. Now, some people are saying, well, many of the parts that are in that airplane are made in China.
Ooh.
And we process it through our system. It's a Lockheed or Boeing or other major manufacturers of our aircraft. So I don't know. It's very mysterious, but... I'm not even sure our inspectors, they will get to the bottom of everything.
I'm not so sure they want to, based on everything that I see happening. You know, there was a comment made that the balloon that went across the country actually hovered over this Air Force base for quite some time before it moved along. So you have to stop and say, now you're talking about parts and pieces being made. If that balloon was gathering information, which I believe it was, then... They could have easily figured out how to take down a plane like this, or maybe this was a test. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, there's something fishy. Certainly, the balloon was a test. But the Chinese have been doing that for quite a while. The interesting thing also with the balloon is the fact that we've now tracked three satellites going over Maui from China, and the fact that it probably involved lasers, self-directed energy, at three different fires that were set on Maui at the same time. I have film of that, and it's very suspicious that maybe, in fact, the satellites using laser technology at low altitudes had pivoted right on Lahaina, the way the things were burned and incinerated. Still, nothing has come out on that. They put a big black fence around Lahaina. There's a lot to be told about what happened in Maui.
Well, yeah, and I don't think we'll ever know the truth about some of this stuff because even now, you're watching the FBI whistleblowers come forward and the Democrats are ripping them apart. You know, the Republicans are pulling them along, but the Democrats are ripping them apart. And trying to make it so they lose credibility, and you're seeing how they're being treated, it's going to be hard for others to come forward. Do you agree?
Well, I agree. Let me just read the first paragraph of my article coming out tomorrow, if I may. Americans have had a long tradition of self-sacrifice to make men free. From the time of the Pilgrims to the pioneers opening the frontier, work and self-sacrifice have been the chief endeavors of the American people. Pioneers cleared the land, built cabins, hunted game, tilled the soil, harvested crops, and raised their families on the frontier. When American young men went to war, they needed no introduction to the rigorous physical labor. They were accustomed to hard work and sacrifice. It was their joy, their means of survival, and the measures of success. Now, Americans have come through revolutions before. The American Revolution was fought to free the subjects of George III from the tyranny of the English monarchy. American colonials originally sought nothing more than their rights as Englishmen. When their right to representation in Parliament was unanimously rejected by both Parliament and the King, Americans were forced to embrace independence as the only way to secure their rights as a free man. The point is, we are at war in this country. We are in a civil war. And the Democratic Communist Party is doing everything to create this tyrannical government that you see. And if you watched Mary Garland today, you could just tell he was lying, covering up. And then you have the FBI, and if you looked at or heard what he said today, white extremists. Now they're trying to make extremists white terrorists, for example. Well, being extreme is not a violation of the law. We can have an extreme view on the movies we watch, extreme view on articles. But they're taking extremists now and making them white, differentiating them from any type of people, such as any blacks or Hispanics. So they're turning America upside down right now, and America has to realize what's happening. This is absolutely the dismantling of America as we know it, and as Obama said, changing America forever. So just some thoughts, Joe.
Well, no, I think you're right on. Look, you and I were talking during the break, and I've been saying it on the show, that I think if they jail Trump, you're going to have violence in the streets. Because it's obvious that what was done, what other people have done, they've walked away with. He, on the other hand, is a triple threat in everything. God forbid that somebody assassinates him because, you know, everything they do to this guy, they just make him stronger. If they assassinate this guy, you will have an out-and-out, full-fledged civil war in this country, I believe. But we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about that inside the break. Yeah, gotta go. Show me, senior host. Don't go far. A lot more with the general when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's now the sixth day of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan. And the number could rise in the next couple days. Two hearings are expected to be held on Friday in Brian Koberger's case. Lisa Taylor with more.
He's the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last year. The judge approved to hold one hearing behind closed doors. The defense will argue the indictment was based on a biased grand jury. The second hearing will be a motion to dismiss the indictment based on grounds there was an error in grand jury instructions.
Stocks are down, ending the day on Wall Street. This comes after Federal Reserve decided to pause its rate hiking campaign to fight inflation. The Fed hinted one more rate hike is most likely in the cards for this year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. You get information for people who have a clue, all right? I mean, come on, ain't that hard to do? There's a lot of them out there. There's also a lot of idiots out there. We don't like listening to idiots. We want you to listen to people who have a clue. That's why I bring on retired Major General Paul Vallely. Always appreciate his time with me. And you get inside information. You get good information on what's going on. You don't really have to worry about triple-checking it. Anyway, General Vallely, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time so much.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, we were talking earlier in the last segment, and I said to you, I just got this feeling that if they lock him up, we're going to have violence in the streets. If he gets assassinated, I believe we'll have an out-and-out civil war. What do you think?
No, there's no doubt about it. But you also have to look at the other potential leadership in this country. The next 10 months, Joe, Americans have to be prepared for the worst. There are some really bad things going to happen in the next 10 months, and it's not going to be good.
I always love when you say stuff like that because people are so asleep. And I've got mainstream Democrats who are not hardcore lefties who don't know what's going on. And when you tell
exactly.
them about some of the stuff going on, they're like, well, what do you mean by that? I didn't see that. And then you send them to not one of their own sites, but a more neutral site so they can see it and go, oh my God, I had no idea. They're busy raising their families, paying for food. Here in California, ready for this, General? Gas just went to $6.49 a gallon.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Governor Newsom's doing a great job.
Yeah, and they're still pushing electric vehicles. And look what's happening. Companies going bankrupt. But let me just give an alert to you that I received.
Go ahead.
I think all of your listeners need to be aware on October 4th. From 12 o'clock noon Eastern time to 2, that FEMA will be conducting an exercise that will be put over the 5G network on your cell phones. Those frequencies could affect certain parts of the vaccines that are put into the body that will change the nature of your personality. Now, we're getting some very good verification. If they don't pull it off on October 4th, they're going to pull it off several weeks later. So beware. Turn off your cell phones on October 4th from 12 Eastern time to 2 Eastern time.
Well, they're pumping up 5G in California like crazy. They're even they've even added to the signal now where they have 5G Ultra something or other. And you're seeing it come up on the phone. So.
I'm just saying October 4th, beware. Just turn your cell phones on. Get away from your wireless for those 2 hours.
Yeah. God bless. Russia, China, they didn't show up at the summit. Could care less.
Right.
We are now just talk about being a feeble third world nation. That's kind of where we're at now. At least that's how I see it. This says a lot, right? This speaks volumes to where we stand, in the global system.
Right. Well, we don't have any friends anymore. Biden and his team have been able to create enemies, of course. Now people don't have... I say Saudi Arabia, other countries that we can list. They're part of the new BRICS financial system that are trying to dismantle our dollar. And what's happening is that they have no confidence in the leadership of America anymore, or the leadership in Western Europe, France, Germany, England, for example. And that's why I should announce tonight in January, and I'm going to send an invitation to you to be there, we'll be holding a future global conference in the Bahamas in Nassau in January. And we're going to cover all the future threats that we see affecting the entire globe and focus on the Russian-Ukraine conflict. The World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and they're part of this total world, global world order, new world order, as they call it. And anyhow, we hope to gather in the top minds in the different nations to be there. We'll be in the Bahamas in late January.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. This Iranian deal with...
Right.
Yeah, right. I love the way the State Department came out to, well, it was their money. And I was thinking, wow, okay, that's a real simple answer to a real complex situation. Why don't we take out of their money the damage and other things they've done to our country and other countries and pay that back?
Exactly. They should do that, but they won't. They want to cater to Iran. And you can remember when Obama... conducted so much treason against America.
He brought the pallets of cash, which is totally illegal.
Exactly, exactly. Aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States. We didn't make them an enemy. They made us an enemy when they took our hostages in 1979. But so many things are happening internationally now. We have no friends. Russians will prevail shortly in the Ukraine. All of those billions of dollars, equipment and so on, all for nothing.
Yep.
And Americans have to understand that we have total inept people in charge of our government, and they need to be replaced as soon as possible.
Iranian deal, again, going back to that for a minute, they are enriching uranium at breakneck speed. They've already got nukes, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've had them for a while, and they've been at the North Korean test on nuclear weapons and launches. They have the Shahab-3 missile. They have the directional guidance equipment that they put on these rockets and missiles, and they all have the warhead. They've had the warhead for quite a while. All you do is put those together like a tinker set, and you launch it... out of a container ship or containers that they use called the Club K system. They can do it on rails on the back of an 18-wheeler or on a ship. Club K system, Google it. That's what they're going to use to launch any kind of nuclear weapons against Israel and the United States.
Wow. I mean, people don't realize how serious this is. They don't realize how serious these international issues are. And having all this stuff going on here at home, and that's all that's actually being reported on, is keeping our eyes off of truly what's happening overseas. You know, you got North Korea, you know, he gets in this heavily armored train, which I think is hilarious, and he goes to Russia.
Yep.
Right now, you got the Russians and North Koreans getting in bed together, right?
Well, they've been in together. I think they've been in bed together for quite a while. And the liaison has been through China, that's for sure, and Vladivostok, which is in, of course, eastern Russia. But, yeah, it's we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared at the county level. Just be aware of what's going to happen in the next 10 months, and it's not going to be good.
Got to be ready. All right. You know, you had told me a while back that you weren't too concerned. You were concerned, but not too concerned, because, you know, you had South Korea, you had Japan, you had these countries that would come together to help support. You still hold true to that feeling that, that Japan is on board, South Korea is on board, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, they're still, they're very aware because they're right on the edge of China there and the South China Sea. You have to include the Philippine government. South Korea, Japan, Thailand wraps into that, and even India that's on the Chinese border. And those countries have great armed forces. They're very well prepared.
Well, where is India sitting in all of this? You're not hearing much from them.
I've heard a lot about it. They're in bed with the new BRICS, with Russia and China. BRICS, the new financial system, probably will grow to 40 countries within the next 12 months, and they will be basically controlling two-thirds of the world's energy. Saudi Arabia will be a part of that.
Well, I don't even have them on my list. I believe you, but I don't even have them on my list. I mean, the Saudis are they're always, they seem to be anyway, really good at being a bit stealthy. If you would, we'll hit them on the other side.
They deal with reality.
What's that?
They deal in reality over there.
Well, here.
Okay, they've shut off now. They've completely shut off Biden because they know he's totally.
Okay, we're going to have to hit that on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. People, don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. I say it all the time. You got to engage. Retired General Paul Valley joins me. I always appreciate his time with me as much as well, and we get some really good information from him. And General, last segment before we get too far into it, and I forget, tell people about your organization, how they can help.
Yeah, go to StandUpAmericaUS.org. Make sure you put the U.S. in there, StandUpAmericaUS.org. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. By the way, that goes out to over 20 nations now, our newsletter, and we're hitting about 4 to 6 million people every Saturday morning, so we're really happy with that. But StandUpAmericaUS.org, help us donate. We do a lot of good things. We've been around since 2006, and so we've been around quite a while, but the information we put out is based on reality and truth.
Yep.
And I can say that with confidence.
Oh, no, I told you during the break, I peruse your your newsletter, and there is truth in there, and I tell people that. Yeah, again, there's so many things coming at us. You know, I get probably 60 or 70 publications to come through, read us, sign up for us, read us. And, you know, I read through some of their stories. It's like, okay, first of all, this is 2 months old, means nothing. You know, that's number one. Number two, I know this isn't true. I know some of these stories just flat out aren't true. It's all speculation. And we don't need any more speculation, if you know what I mean.
No, that's right. We need to deal with truth. But, Joe, anything that's on our website, you can use it. You can use it as much as you want to. Full access.
Where is Japan in all of this? And when I say that, I mean, they're fairly quiet right now. And I know a fellow here in this country is having an issue with getting product in here because apparently it's made in China. It's assembled in Japan and sent here. I didn't think the Japanese were in bed with the Chinese like that.
Well, it's like us, you know, you're involved in a certain manufacturing of certain items that the Chinese do. If you look on Amazon or order anything on Amazon, it seems most of it's all made in China still. So I'm sure the same thing is going on in Japan when they use the Internet to buy things. But the Chinese produce a lot of different products. And we haven't disengaged from that at all.
It's just, again, amazing. All right. Some more of these. One of the questions I got while you were talking is, how ready is our military? Are we ready to take on, if we have to get involved in a war or skirmish or something overseas?
No, we're not ready. Enlistments are down. Re-enlistments are down. We've depleted a lot of our, 155 howitzer ammunition to Ukraine. We've depleted a lot of our resources. The manufacturing of the defense companies that provide all the products, like airplanes and artillery pieces and tanks and so on. We've sent so much over to Ukraine right now that we've depleted our capability. But we don't have the generals and admirals today that can lead us to any kind of victory. We haven't won a war since World War II.
We come on strong. We're looking. Let's talk a little bit about Putin. All right. You're hearing.
Yep.
Now, you told me something different, but, you know, the rumor mill says he's not doing well. His military is suffering.
No, it's all Western propaganda. He's doing well. He's healthy. He's ruling his country. The economy is growing, even with the sanctions that didn't really affect Russia at all. And they're very working closely with China. Products out of Iran that they're making these drones now. So Biden is very naive. Of course, he doesn't know what's going on. He's mentally incompetent, that's for sure. Kamala, totally. We don't have a leadership team that can compete with Putin. Putin's playing a high-level game of chess. We're playing a low game of checkers. And so Putin's doing fine. They're buying up a lot of gold, by the way, and their manufacturing is up.
Yeah, like I say, you know, Biden's not even on the planet anymore. I mean, seriously.
No.
When you see him speak, you hear. He had a teleprompter today, and he mumbled through it. Or yesterday, I'm sorry. And he mumbled through it. I'm thinking, all you had to do was read the darn thing. What's the problem?
His brain.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's simple. He's mentally, he's probably in early stages of dementia. And he will get worse and worse as it goes on. He will not be the presidential candidate. Kamala Harris will be removed. They're going to bring in Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. They're trying to create a bench now because they know that Biden will not make it through. And Kamala Harris is so incompetent, so stupid. They don't want her in there. And this is coming from the Democrats, by the way, not the Republicans.
No, I know that. A very, very large amount of Democrats do not want him to run again a majority, frankly, of independents won't vote for him because they don't think he's mentally capable of being in that office. It's not even like that they don't like him anymore or don't like the, they just don't think he's mentally capable of staying in there.
He's a sick man.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's
very.
He's a sick man. And then Kamala's totally incompetent. She's about as stupid as they get. And Democrats see that. That's why I think RFK, Kennedy, he's going to gather more steam, I think.
And well, I don't know if you saw the numbers, but today he would beat Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely. And he's a pretty solid guy. And Trump is gaining strength and strength. So I think a lot of these things against Trump are going to be thrown out.
Oh, I agree with you. I had a constitutional attorney saying the same thing last night, that if they play it right, they've already got judges teed off and throwing portions of it out. I hope they throw the rest of it out. All right, I'm going to throw some rapid-fire stuff for you. Hunter Biden, has he spent any time in jail, any at all?
No, they're going to fight everything. But, they had the hearings today. And here's the thing. You know, the Republicans are having all of these hearings.
Something.
Nothing ever happens.
Yep. I know. Yep. I scream it every night. Do something.
you guys
have done hearings. Jim Jordan's great at yelling at people, but what's he doing? What's he putting forward? Merrick Garland today, right? I mean, I would have paraded these guys in one after another, after another, after another. I would have put up their videos of them basically lying based on today's, testimonies and such.
Right.
I would just keep sticking it in their faces, and our people don't do that.
But what they have to do, who's in charge of the money in the country?
As a whole?
The House.
I have no idea. I mean, I hear all kinds of stuff.
Well, if you go to the Constitution, has to be Congress by Congress.
Yeah, constitutionally, it's Congress.
Shut the money down.
The reality is a little different, but you're right. Shut it down. Stop issuing the checks.
Absolutely. And then they say, we can't shut down the government. The government never shuts down. That's a false premise.
Yep.
The revenues keep coming in from the taxpayers, keep coming into the treasury. People still work. They get rid of non-essential personnel that they say.
So,
but it's all
Biden
stay
home.
The government never shuts down. Never shuts down. Shut it down for 6 months, for God's sake.
General, they were still spending $4 billion a day the last time there was a shutdown.
Yeah,
spending it.
Exactly.
I'm like,
so this is a false flag, this whole thing about shutting down. The government never shuts down. Soldiers still work. They may cut
some
salaries back.
Somebody's business shut down for days. They had no expenses, but, rent, and that was about it.
Right
here. Well, non-essential personnel can stay at home. Maybe they'll save us because Biden will stay at home at that point.
Let me make another point. If you heard Garland, there was a bite about white extremists that the FBI is focusing on. There's no law. There's nothing that says you can't be an extremist. You and I could be extremist on education, on whatever subject there is. There's no law saying you can't be an extremist, but yet they're focused on white extremists. Even right. Millie said white rage. The only white rage with Millie, General Millie, was General Millie. So these are all fabricated issues.
Yep.
Fabricated. And that comes from the communist ideology of information warfare.
Well, General, we only have a few seconds left. Quickly, it's StandUpAmericaUS.com, right?
StandUpAmericaUS.org.
Sorry. StandUpAmericaUS.org, people. Head over there.
Sign up
for the newsletters. It's a great organization. You really need to get informed. You get informed properly. General, God bless. Keep up the good work. Always appreciate the time
you're
spending with me. Be back in a little bit, people.